Well, Lee, we're finally getting a look at what Joe Biden's money bought in Iran.
Okay, yeah.
Just to recap, 12,000 body bags. You should see the video that is coming out of Iran. You can, it's all over X. I mean, nobody does a better job on Earth covering reality than X. It's just up there, unfiltered and uncensored. Mainstream media barely covering this. Folks, ICE kills one person in self-defense, and the left-wing media covers it 24-7. Some saying as high as 20. The number that the exiled crown prince of Iran is giving is 12,000. Human rights groups echoing that number. 12,000 innocent people murdered by the Islamist regime. They're literally just gunning them down with machine guns mounted on turrets. And barely a peep from the mainstream media. UN Human Rights Council condemnation, zero.
Yeah.
UN General Assembly, emergency session, no. Resolutions, no. UN Security Council, any resolutions, 12,000 dead, anything, no resolutions, nothing. I have nothing to see here. Any emergency sessions? No. But then, who sits on the UN Human Rights Council again?
Oh, yeah. Let's hear it.
The people who will execute you as a woman for showing your hair.
Yeah.
That would be Iran. So, Lee, I don't even know if the mainstream media would be covering this at all in this country, the liberal media, if it weren't for X embarrassing them to into doing some little things.
Well, also the Trump administration getting ahead of the curve here, yes, and actually being willing to have an influence on definitely a human rights and what may soon be a civil war in Iran.
Yeah. Meantime, when it's not as sexy, but when it comes to seeing how long Iran's going to last, five Iranian banks are reported by the Wall Street Journal to be on the brink of collapse, including the bank SEPA, one of Iran's three largest banks, the primary bank for the IRGC and the Iranian military. So what is going on here? Trump has them on the ropes. Without the Democrat money propping up this regime, these people would not be in body bags today. They would be home with their families. You are seeing who Obama sent pallets of cash to. And it's horrifying.
I just have to make this little side point here, Tara. This is something I was thinking about yesterday. We were in a situation with Joe Biden as president where it was like, who's the world leader? It's a multipolar situation. Not anymore. There is no question the most powerful person on the planet Earth right now is Donald J. Trump, period. Whether you like him or not, it makes no difference. This one individual is guiding and has an influence on every major international thing that is going on, whether it is the Ukraine war, whether it is China and Taiwan, whether it is Middle East terrorism, whether it's the Palestinian issue. His hands are in this. He has an influence on it. You've got Russia on the ropes because they're still bogged down in a war. Somebody made this point the other day. It has taken them longer, and they are still continuing a war in Ukraine. And that has gone on longer than their war against the Nazis in Germany in World War II. You've got Russia, who has now lost their allies, Venezuela. Cuba doesn't make any difference anymore. Iran may soon be gone. Syria. So you've got that situation. You've got him opposing the Chinese. We have the capture of Maduro in Venezuela with what looked like an overwhelmingly technological as well as military victory in that situation that no other military on this planet could have taken off without it, serious damage. We've got a situation where it's a unipolar world once again, as it was after 9/11.
And what's so interesting is Trump is actually not striving for that.
Exactly.
He's striving for the opposite of that.
Exactly. And I know people are going to say, well, this is not America first. Oh, it is. It is. Because it is America first, because what he is doing militarily, economically, and diplomatically is protecting the American people and is expanding the American economy. And that is America first. because that benefits the American citizens. That benefits when the economy improves, the American citizens improve. It doesn't matter if you're gay or straight or transgender. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, Hispanic, any other nationality. It doesn't even matter if you're here in this country legally. You are going to benefit as an American resident here because of what he's doing if this all works.
What's been so shocking to me, Lee, our side, and I see a lot of this, how quickly we forget our own history.
Yes.
With people on our side saying, well, it shouldn't be a foreign war. Leave Iran alone and let those people overthrow the government. I'm sorry. When Iran sends, I can't say this enough times, assassins to kill Donald Trump three separate times since 2019, our soil, it's on. That's an act of war.
Well, also their support of Hezbollah and Hamas, and there are agents of that in this country.
Just so you know, they also sent them to kill Trump's inner circle. They tried to kill Pompeo. They tried to kill John Bolton.
Yep.
And I don't know why people on our side don't know the names. Farhad Shakiri, Carlisle Rivera, Jonathan Loldholt. So there's actually another one who is a Pakistani who was recruited by Iran, came in to the country to kill Trump. So we're done. The Iranian mullah Ayatollah, of Iran has put two separate death sentences on Trump, none on Democrats.
Fatwas, I guess.
Yes, fatwas. And look, when you wire $100 billion to keep the Iranian regime in power, as Biden did, or you send it in wire transfers and pallets of cash, as Obama did, it's $200 billion total. $100 billion Obama, $100 billion for Biden. Iran will kill to keep a Republican out of the presidency. And I'm here to tell you, if you don't want your next Republican presidential candidate campaigning from a bunker or, God forbid, shot by the next group of Iranian assassins, let's take this golden opportunity that we have to finish them. Do it Soleimani style. I don't care how you do it. This is a major national security concern. I am tired of worrying about the fourth assassination team, Lee, because it's coming if it's not already here.
Well, there are going to be consequences, both good and bad, to anything that happens, whether we do this or not. I mean, let's just face it. I'm tired of hearing people being worried about doing things. I was excited about hearing about the British getting involved with us on taking care of these Russian ghost fleet oil tankers and doing the sanctions. Britain's very good on the seas, as we well know, and they still are, even though they are a declining empire. They are still very good at that. And they are being threatened daily by the Russians. There's all kinds of activity that people are not hearing about in this country that Russian ships are doing right off the coast of Great Britain, and things that they're doing in the oceans that are trying to disrupt communications lines and all kinds of other things. There's all kind of activity. I'm glad to hear the British are willing to go with us and say, we're going to do away with these Russian ghost ship oil tankers and cut off their supply of funding for what they're doing in Ukraine. That's an excellent plan. That's an excellent strategy. That is international cooperation with an ally.
And it makes you ask, why on earth didn't Biden do any of this?
Exactly. Thank you so much. That's exactly the thing. Because Biden always talked, it was sanctions and no action. And sanctions without action are pointless. They aren't worth the paper they're written on.
Biden didn't take any action. Democrats are getting a cut.
Sanctions were the action. All they want is symbolism over substance. And they're afraid to take any action. And listen, even if you don't take action, there are going to be consequences. And we've seen that. We have seen that.
Look, the Uniparty showed its hand here when they went wild because Trump did what? Enforced the sanctions that they passed in a bipartisan manner.
Exactly.
The reason Iran is on the ropes right now is because Trump cut off the transfers of the billions of dollars. The Iranian leadership cannot exist without it because they can't keep the people down without the money from the Democrats coming in, the billions of dollars, $100 billion under Joe Biden. But two, the final death blow, and this is why this is going so fast. You've really seen this just go bam. As soon as Trump cut off, blockaded the Venezuelan ports, that's how Iran was moving much of its oil.
Mm-hmm.
So they, and by the way, none of that is Trump acting like a king or a dictator. Again, he's just enforcing the sanctions Congress passed. And before he did it, he got a court order. based on the sanctions which gave him this power. Okay? This has always been on the books, but the Uniparty, and especially the Democrats, were fine with it. Why? They were getting a cut of the money. Iran would sell the oil through the Venezuelan ports. Venezuela is also sanctioned, by the way.
Right.
So is Russia. Russia was moving some of that oil. That's what. Remember when we stopped the tanker?
Yep.
The tanker was sanctioned because it was moving oil for Iranian terror groups.
Right.
Now look at who took possession of it. Russia. See what Trump did? He said, no, I'm going to bring Iran down. I'm just going to blockade the port. I'm just going to cut it off with the military. He has every right to do it. And now what? Less than a month later, Iran and the mullahs, they're all on their knees. Why? Because we were always letting them do this. And to make sure they survived, we were transferring the money. Where did money come from? The $100 billion? Nobody even understands our history on this, especially not on our side. It's very frustrating. Where did the money come from, the $100 billion? Why was that sitting in various bank accounts in tranches that Joe Biden gave the mullahs for their nuclear program, but also to keep them in power, run those poor people over with machine gun turrets? Why on earth was it sitting there? Anybody know? It was sitting there because Trump enforced the sanctions in his last term. Not as good as he's doing this time, blockading the Venezuelan port. And he collected it. And you remember, Iran was on its knees when Trump went out of office. I think that that regime would have collapsed had Trump stayed much longer. You know, I said that over and over, Lee.
No.
Trump had him on the ropes.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't have food. The mullahs were going to go. And then Joe Biden came in, went to the bank accounts, unleashed the money that Trump had frozen. And look what the Democrats brought. Look who they're in league with. Look what they do. 12,000 body bags. Practical silence on their side. They don't care if it goes to 20, 30, 40, 50. They don't care. They want dictators in office. Why? Because those Iranians then turn around, as I play you that audio almost every day, and what do they fund? The Democrat street protest in America. They're getting their cut, folks. And it ends. We need to end the Iranian regime. We need to kill the leaders as we did Soleimani. I don't want to send troops in. We don't need to. We got the tech. We don't need to send troops in. That was 20 years ago. We don't need to do that anymore. We need to kill them to break the bond between the Democrat Party and the leadership of Iran so that the next presidential election, not the first, not the second, not the third, but the fourth assassination team sent by Iran will be trying to kill whoever the GOP candidate is. We can't have that. So let's finish them off. That is your history. And the founders, they'd have killed him months ago. Dr. Oz figured it out. Head of the Medicaid and Medicare centers all over the country in blue liberal states, they're signing up people for Medicaid and other welfare benefits that illegal immigrants aren't legally allowed to get. Many immigrants aren't allowed to get them either, under federal law. But there's also a federal law that says that anybody who signs up for a welfare payment is automatically offered the ability to vote, offered voter registration. Well, what a lot of these blue states have done is pass state laws that say you automatically register to vote whether they want it or not. It is automatic when you collect the information needed for Medicaid, Medicare, food stamps. This is why Trump is currently suing 21 Democrat states to get the food stamp rolls. Why? It's a voter registration drive. You can cross-reference them. Hand it to Palantir. They cross-reference. Boom. Not only can you take the illegals off the rolls, you can get them off the voter rolls, too. They'll be able to see the whole system. That is why 21 states are in court right now, refusing to turn over their food stamp rolls. But it's only a matter of time till we get them. Here is Dr. Oz talking about the connection between Medicaid, illegal registration onto Medicaid of illegals, and the right to vote.
Well, these fraudsters, and you're right, Minnesota Nice made it easy for them to make out like bandits. But let me share something with you that I learned recently. By federal law, if you sign someone up for Medicaid, you also give them the right to vote. So ironically, it's true for SNAP as well. As you give out social services, you also get them registered to vote. So you're building up a very partisan group of individuals. This is political patronage at the expense of Medicaid. The criminal part here is not just a horrible waste and fraud and abuse of our federal tax dollars, but you're taking money from our most vulnerable citizens.
And that right there, that's the whole system. We're going to get it. We're going to get all of it. But wait to hear what just happened. Folks, this is remarkable. Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch, as you know, we talk about this regularly, they've been suing Democrat states for their voter rolls. The Trump administration has now joined them. They want the full voter rolls, not just what you can download off the website. Why? They want to cross-match them. They want to cross-reference them with the SNAP, with the food stamps. And want to run them against the Homeland Security and Social Security databases. That's the whole program. They'll be able to see it. We're going to get that. And that is going to be a day that blows Americans' minds. But in the meantime, Judicial Watch is suing state after state after state, Democrat states mostly, to clean up their rolls. They are violating federal law by keeping ineligible voters on the rolls. They just sued Oregon and what? Folks, holy cow. 27% of the voters on the voter rolls are ineligible. They can't vote. Yet they are automatically mailed ballots every election. That's 800,000 ineligible registrations, 27% of its 3 million voters. Now, here's the mind-blowing part. And I double-checked this because it was so mind-blowing. I thought, nah, that can't be. That can't be. It is. Do you know what year? Do you know that Oregon was a Republican state? Yeah, for a long time. Do you know what year it shifted from being a Republican state to Democrat state? 1988. It was the 1988 presidential election. What happened in 1987? Something very significant. They went to all mail-in voting. Automatic mailing of ballots. Which is kind of a big deal if 27% of the people on your rolls are ineligible and you have ballot harvesters going around to apartments and mailboxes and places like that, like those big group mailboxes where the ballots just stack up and collecting them. Serious question, folks. Right now, this is going to sound nuts. In 6 months, it's not. Is Oregon even a blue state? Is it? Is Oregon even a blue state? I don't know this morning. I'm not real sure. I'm also not really sure that Minnesota is a blue state. That's up in the air with me right now. Now that we've uncovered the Somali voting fraud system, where you can vouch for seven other people. Yeah, she lives at this address. And then she gets to vote. And what do? Mass mail the ballots. Folks, this is why I have come to the conclusion, and I never reverse myself on something. We got to get rid of the filibuster. We got to get the SAVE Act through. We got to find out before Trump leaves office which states really are blue states, which are actually purple, and which blue states are actually red. This sounds nuts now. I'm telling you, give it 6-8 months. It's not going to sound crazy at all. It's what everybody's going to be saying. Folks, we're making tremendous progress. Is anybody else following how the left has had to revise its lies about Rachel Good? I'm sorry, Renee Good. I keep wanting to say Rachel. I don't want to say Rachel. It's Renee Good. And what happened in her collision, shall we say, with the ICE officer? Anybody paying attention to this? Here's what the left was saying in the beginning, when we only had video from the one angle where you really couldn't tell if she hit it.
This 37-year-old woman drops her kid off at school, not involved in protest activity or anything, seems to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah. Well, folks, incredibly, if we were still in the George Floyd era where the FBI was inside of X, that probably would be the narrative that would be written in the school history books about this. It'd probably be the narrative most Americans believe, but we're living in the era of X and there is no FBI to censor. So they're having to revise, especially since it turns out she was working with a group involved in a criminal conspiracy to teach people how to ram ICE with their cars and insert themselves into ICE operations in order to free prisoners. Whose prisoners? Illegal immigrants being arrested. She actually formally went through the training. So did the wife. Well, that had to be revised a little bit.
What she was doing was an act of tremendous neighborliness. She clearly was not trying to harm anyone. She was actually trying to help people. And even at the moment of her death, she appeared to be trying to get away, not engage.
Yeah, then the Ring video came out. Oops. And you can clearly see her hit him. And she drives for a good 10 feet with him on the hood. She hits him hard. By the way, folks, the Trump administration is going to get killed here. They are days behind on messaging. Days. You know, on Monday, Trump was giving an interview about this. You know what he said? He said, yeah, watch the video. You could hear. It sounded to me like she hit him. Like you could hear a thud. I'm like, what did I? And then I went back and looked. I can't find any instance. Caroline Levitt should stand in the press room with a big screen behind her and play the Ring video, where you can clearly see him on the hood of the car. Boom. She hits him hard. She drives with him on the hood for about 10 feet. Then he gets thrown off. Do the Trump people even know that video exists? I'm telling you, we need a war room. Trump cannot just fly off the cuff with half the information half the time. It's not working. But X is, and people are seeing this stuff. I had that Ring video pinned for 4 days to the top of my X account. On day 3, Trump made that statement. He hadn't seen it yet. That's how bad their response coordination is. They need a full-time person. And I know Trump likes to do it himself and likes to keep his hands on everything. It's not working. It's just too much going on. But we do have X, and it's forcing Democrats to move the goalposts. So when the Ring video came out, they had to revise their story. Here's the next Democrat lie from Congressman Dan Goldman.
It was very clear that she was following the orders of the ICE agent to leave.
When she hit him. See, it was an oopsie doopsie. It was, okay, right, maybe she did hit him, and maybe she kind of was trained to hit him and interfere. All right, maybe she kind of was interfering all morning in violation of law, but you know, she was ordered to leave and he was in the way. What were you going to do? Was she ordered to leave or to stay? Well, we got video of that, too.
Out of the car. Get out of the car.
Get out of the car. He didn't order for her to leave. He ordered for her to stay.
It was very clear that she was following the orders of the ICE agent to leave.
Yeah, that's not working. No. So they need a new lie. It's kind of like the movie Jaws. We're going to need a bigger boat. We're going to need a new lie. You want to hear the new one? You want to hear this? Oh, this is great. This is great. Okay, she hit him. But it wasn't that hard. Oh, cool. Okay, so let me ask you. If I feel that a cop is unfairly giving me a ticket, I can hit him as long as he can walk away. Yes, that is the new Democrat standard from Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey.
Watch the video from every single angle. I mean, the ICE agent walked away with a hip injury that he might as well have gotten from closing a refrigerator door with his hips. I've seen worse injuries from doing that. And so give me a break. No, he was not ran over. He walked out of there with a hop in his step.
So we just hit him a little bit. And that's okay if you're a Democrat. So I just want to remind you where this started a week ago with Adam Schiff's lie.
This 37-year-old woman drops her kid off at school, not involved in protest activity or anything, seems to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
See? The evolution of the lie? Wait to hear where they went with this yesterday. They are now asserting, I kid you not, the right to hit the ICE agent. I don't know if this would apply to police officers too. I don't know if they assume they have that right too. If it's a small act of defiance, not a large act of defiance. We can hit them if it's a small act of defiance. We can hit them with our car, but not a large act of defiance. This is where the left is. Wait till you hear this up next. So the evolution of lie continues. She was just a mom on her way from dropping her kid off from school. She wasn't an activist. He told her to leave the scene and she didn't. He happened to be in the way and she accidentally hit him and he killed her and was terrible. Okay, she might have trained to be an agitator. Okay, and she might have hit him, but she didn't hit him that hard, the mayor said. I mean, he walked away. What do you want? We should be able to hit ICE agents as long as we don't hit them too hard. Played you that audio in the last segment. I mean, as long as he's got a hop in his step, you know, as long as he can walk away, we can hit him a little, right?
Watch the video from every single angle. I mean, the ICE agent walked away with a hip injury that he might as well have gotten from closing a refrigerator door with his hips. I've seen worse injuries from doing that. And so give me a break. No, he was not ran over. He walked out of there with a hop in his step.
Okay. So they're now being forced by X in the playing the video for millions to admit, okay, she did hit him. Want to hear the new thing? It's actually okay to hit the ICE agent with your car, only if you're a liberal. Do not try this if you're MAGA. As long as it's a small act of defiance. Here, I'll let so-called comedian and left-wing activist John Stewart, who has his own podcast, explain this new theory.
When I look at that video, I see a woman, maybe naive, sitting in a car thinking she has to do something and she's going to block something, and a wildly extreme overreaction to that small act of defiance.
What? No. They're moving the ball. This is what they do. They're moving the ball down the field. Well, as long as it's a small act of defiance, you only kind of hit them a little. And if you're upset, it's understandable. Unless you're a January 6th protester, in which case you're going to prison for the next 18 years. But no, as long as you're a liberal in good standing, you can hit him a little. As long as he can walk away and it's only a small act of defiance and you are mad, it's okay.
A wildly extreme overreaction to that small act of defiance.
Folks, watch the video. It's on my X feed. She hits him. She drives a good 10 feet with him on the hood of the car. Now, here's why, if you're a liberal, and only a liberal, but also not a January 6th protester, then there are no acts of defiance allowed. John Stewart explains.
When they say, like, she was radicalized, I just think, well, there are masked gunmen in her neighborhood who she's read about taking 17-year-old kids and pulling them off the street. I know what a terrorist attack looks like.
Yeah, that was not a terrorist attack.
Right.
Yeah, so if like when you hit him with a car, only if you're a liberal with privilege, liberal privilege, and you hit him with a car, as long as it doesn't look like a terror attack and it's an act of defiance, only a small one though, it's okay. And you know, if he can walk away afterward, it's okay. Are we really here, folks? Are we really here?